I hope everybody's well today.
希望今天大家都很平安。
A lot of news yesterday, huh?
昨天很多新闻，不知道大家有看到吗？
Yeah, I saw it late at night before I went to bed. I was just like, wow.
我昨晚都很晚才睡，就是因为这些新闻的关系。
I'm not here to talk about that today, but yeah.
不过今天不是讲新闻的。
Just a lot going on in our lives and in our nation. Yeah.
在我每天的生活中，在我们国家里面发生了很多事。
Today's message is about customs and traditions.
讲的题目呢是讲这个传统。
And how these customs and traditions oftentimes begin with a very good reason.
就很多这个传统哈，他们之所以能够成为传统，是因为他有个好的原因的。
With good intentions.
而且他当初开始这个传统呢，是个好的意图的。
But ultimately, they continue to influence our lives sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse.
所以这个传统一直传下来，对吧？流传到现今，那有些对我们其实是好的，有些可能不见得。
And I was thinking of, as I began this message of one particular example of Jesus points out with the Pharisees, and a lot of this message, of course, is concerning the religious leaders like the Pharisees.
所以今天这一段经文就是看到这些法利赛人或者文士，他们根据传统来和耶稣之间有一段的交流和对话。
So I thought I might share this example because I think it's relevant to Jesus' instruction for us today.
所以我觉得分享这一段作为一个例子来看耶稣对我们所说的话还是蛮重要的。
You guys remember this example that Jesus gave about the difference between the tax collector and the Pharisee?
你们大家还记得这一段这圣经讲到的故事，说在圣殿里面有两个人祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是一个税吏。
It reads this way: Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. And the Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus: God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get.
好，耶稣说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不向这个税吏。我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
It goes on. I didn't put these in the notes, Tom. I'm sorry, but verse 13 and 14, we see the reaction of the tax collector.
上面没写哈，十三节跟十四节讲到那个税吏的反应。
But we see a big difference with the heart of the tax collector.
我们看见这两个人，他的心态是完全不一样的。
The tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven.
那个税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢。
But he beat his breast,
他捶着胸说,
saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
And Jesus said, well, I tell you, this man, the tax collector, went down to his house justified rather than the other.
耶稣说，我告诉你们，这个税吏回家去，比那个法利赛人倒更为算为义了。
For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.
因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
And so the Pharisees are an interesting group of people if you ever take time to study them.
法利赛人是一个很有意思的一群人哈，如果你有时间研究研究他们的故事的话。
And there's a danger if you are a religious kind of person, even a Christian, and if you just keep following the same ways year after year with no real change, there's a danger that you and I can also become more and more like Pharisees.
为什么研究一下他们对我们重要呢？因为你信主信久了，如果你什么都不改变，慢慢十几二十年下来，你有可能就像法利赛人一样。
I think one of the reasons is because we're creatures of habit.
因为我们每个人都是照着你的习惯生活的。
And we naturally find a way that we like and we follow that way.
你很容易就找到一个你喜欢的方法来生活，你就一直就这样过下去了。
Some of those ways that we choose are very good for us.
有些习惯是好的。
And other ways that we fall into gradually become unhealthy for us and those around us.
那有些呢，其实就不太好，也不太健康。
So I'll give you an example of a good one. For many years, I start my day with a cup of coffee. I think that's a good habit, right?
我举个好的例子，我几乎每天早上起来都要喝杯热咖啡。
Now, I'm kidding a little bit, but with the coffee, I take some quiet time in the morning, every morning.
我喝咖啡的时候，我就有个安静的时间。
Now, that's a good thing.
这对我来说是个好的。
Unless I become really proud about how spiritual I am.
但如果我因着这个就有了属灵的骄傲，那就不好了。
Sometimes I remember as I've grown in Christ, I needed help to know how to pray in a more expansive way.
这随着我在主里面的成长，我要学更多的学习祷告，学习长时间的祷告。
And there's a lot of resources out there for Christians if they want to grow in their prayer life.
这市面上很多不同的材料可以帮助基督徒学习怎么祷告，怎么样的更深入的进入祷告的生活。
And so maybe 10 or 15 years ago, I found one of those helps called the Daily Office, and it helps me pray with the church, with the body of Christ.
大概十五二十年前，我找了一份材料，叫做 Daily Office， 每天的办公室，那个材料就帮助我祷告。
And on most days, I begin with the Daily Office for prayer because it orients me toward Christ.
因为我就照着这个材料上每天带领我祷告。
It shapes my thinking for the entire day.
所以因着这个材料带领，所以有时候会让我的思维去想着主所关心的事。
And that's a good thing.
这对我来讲是个好事。
Unless I become proud of the fact that I pray more than you do.
这是个好事，但如果我因着说我比你属灵，我就骄傲了，那就不好了。
Right? That's kind of the way these things work.
所以这个好像一个两刃的剑一样哈。
Yeah. And I have trouble fasting over the years. Fasting is something that Christians do from time to time, and I struggled with fasting to be truthful.
圣经上教导我们有时候要禁食祷告哈，那但是我承认我有时候做不到禁食。
But I discovered that if I don't eat when I first get up, that I can fast for a short time.
我如果禁食的话，最多就禁了一顿。
Yeah, so I started by just fasting for 30 to 60 minutes.
所以对我来讲，禁食就是三十分钟。
Before I had breakfast.
然后我就要吃早餐了。
And then I extended that to 1 to 2 hours.
然后慢慢我就变成我能够禁食一两个小时。
And then there's a day at least once a week where I just fast the whole morning, but it took me some time.
那慢慢的我有可能有某个礼拜我可以禁食一个早上。
Same thing. It's a good thing for my soul, unless I become proud of how religious I am. I'm fasting, and so there's the danger.
禁食本来是一个好事，尤其是圣经上这样教导。但是如果说，哎，我现在可以禁食，我觉得我属灵了，我就骄傲了，那就不好了。
Now most people that are like us, that are evangelicals, especially those who are churchgoers, they will tell you it's important to read the Bible.
所以大部分福音派的基督徒都会说，读经是非常重要的。
And an overwhelming majority will tell you they desire to please the Lord in all they say, all they do.
大部分福音派的基督徒都会说，他们是愿意来遵行神的旨意，来讨神的欢喜悦的。
But only about less than 20% actually read the Bible every day.
但有统计表发现，不到20%的基督徒他会是每天读经的。
Less than 15% say they read the Bible maybe just once a week.
有14%的基督徒受调查说他们一个礼拜只读一次经。
And less than, well, around 20% is maybe just once or twice, maybe 3 times a month.
所以有22%说他们读经一个月大概就读几次而已。
But reading the Bible daily can be a great help to any of us.
我们大家都相信每天读经是很有帮助的。
And those who do discover that they find grace to live a better life.
如果你想要有个更丰盛的生命的话，你应该每天读经。
So the research that LifeWay did on this particular phenomenon discovered there's a correlation between Bible engagement and how it affects your life.
所以这个一个机构，它叫做 LifeWay 哈，这个机构它就做了调查，它发现你每天你读经的频率和你生命的质量是有正比。
And those who engage with the Bible daily, they discover it's easier for them to admit their wrongs and ask God for forgiveness.
他们发现就是那些每天读经的人，他们更容易在神面前忏悔，然后向神祈求原谅、饶恕。
And they discovered that they have the, more of the God's grace to trust the Lord, trusting that really His way is better. It leads to a life of peace and joy.
他每天读经, 他们更容易能够信靠主。
So this is what they discovered through this kind of regular Bible engagement.
所以这个机构调查的发现就是你如果常常读经的话, 你的生命会有很好的改变。
And they also discovered that it's easier for them to actually say, Lord, I want to follow you.
所以那样子的每天读经的人, 他们更容易说, 主啊, 我愿意跟从你。
Even if it cost me.
即便跟从要付很大的代价, 他们也愿意说跟从主。
So do I think that reading the Bible daily is a good thing?
所以你问我, 我会觉得每天读经是个好事吗?
Yeah, I think it's really important.
我觉得是。
I think it can be a good thing.
我觉得是非常好的事。
And it's something that evangelicals have been promoting for a long time.
所以福音派的教会也是鼓励大家每天读经的。
But there are dangers and drawbacks.
但是呢你要小心了。
Okay, one is reading and learning in isolation where you can easily misinterpret the scriptures if you lack training in how to interpret the Bible.
所以当你读经的时候呢, 你不要处于一个自我封闭的状态, 就是我一个人关在家里读经, 我跟别的基督徒, 跟教会不接触。
Or if you fall into patterns where you just read but you don't actually try to obey what you're learning, that's gonna lead to trouble.
还有另外一种就是说, 你读就读, 但是你并不照着他去做, 这也不好。
And little by little you kind of become, like James said, just a hearer or a reader of the word, but not a doer.
就像雅各说的, 你如果只读不做的话, 你变成一个听道的人, 不是一个行道的人。
And so Jesus wants us to see that the good things are intended to empower us, strengthen us, but if you're not careful, they can backfire.
所以这里讲就是说, 一个好的东西, 如果你做的方法不对, 或你肯定变成一个不好的。
And so reading the Bible is important. I hope that everybody in this congregation learns the joy of reading daily and regularly, engaging with the scripture.
所以读经是个好的, 我希望大家在座的每一位都能够有个每天读经的习惯。
But you're wiser if you try to learn to do it with a few others.
但你如果能够跟其他弟兄姊妹几个人一起每天读的话, 那就更好。
And we can say the same thing about other traditions that our churches typically follow that are evangelical in orientation.
所以我们也知道福音派的教会也有些其他的这些我们所谓的传统哈。
Tithing, vacation Bible school, all of these, even the way that we try to share the gospel, these become traditions over a period of time.
比如说这个奉献, 那个暑期圣经学校, 等等。
And if we just insist on doing this, just this one way that we are accustomed to doing these practices, it can be problematic. It can become a big problem, actually.
但是如果我们把它变成一个传统, 就有可能会给我们带来麻烦。
We become very judgmental if people aren't using our method and our approach.
如果说就我们这个方法是对的, 是合乎圣经的, 那其他人的做法, 他们如果跟我们不一样, 那就是错的, 那这个也可能会产生问题。
So I want us to bear in mind that all of these kind of customs and traditions, they take time to establish, and they can be very difficult to break when we need to change them a little bit.
所以这些传统呢, 经过很长的时间才建立的哈, 当你如果要改变其中的哪怕是一小部分的话, 也需要时间。
We're going to see, hopefully, that following Christ is about more than just holding on to our cherished traditions and rituals.
所以跟从耶稣并不意思就是守的教会的传统就叫跟从耶稣。
And so this passage, I think, might help us a little bit. Mark chapter 7, we're going to begin with the first five verses.
所以这马可福音这一段, 我想觉得会帮助我们。
Yeah. Now when the Pharisees gathered to Jesus with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees, Mark tells us, and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands properly, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes ask him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?"
所以马可福音七章一到五节这里说，有法利赛人和几个文士从耶路撒冷来，到耶稣那里聚集，他们曾看见他的门徒中有人用俗手，就是没有洗的手吃饭。原来法利赛人和犹太人都拘守古人的遗传，若不仔细洗手就不吃饭，从世上来若不洗浴也不吃饭，还有好些别的规矩，他们历代拘守，就是洗杯罐铜器等物。法利赛人和文士问耶稣说，你的门徒为什么不照古人的遗传用没有洗过的手吃饭呢？
Thank you. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes we religious people who have been Christians for a long time, we adapt some negative judgmental attitudes.
我们可能也会像法利赛一样，我们这个信主信了一段时间呢，我们对别人态度也是出一个这个好像审判的态度一样。
Like this example here.
就好像这个例子。
Why aren't you observing our traditions?
就像这个，这应该是个祭司吧？这个祭司就指着别人说：“你为什么不守我们的遗传？”
We're talking about a rituals regarding washing hands before meals.
这个礼仪呢，就是说吃饭之前一定要洗手。
Customs regarding the washing of vessels and utensils.
要洗啊杯啊罐呢、啊、碗呢、啊、杯罐铜器等物。Yeah.
But where do these traditions and rituals come from?
但这些遗传是怎么来的呢？
Well, the Pharisees who were several centuries before Jesus emerging, maybe roughly 200 years before Christ was born, they began to interpret and systematize God's laws.
所以这个法利赛人哈，他们的年限大概是在耶稣诞生之前大概一段时间，和他诞生之后也有一段时间。这一批人，那他们就是说，他们要理解神的律法。同时呢，把神的律法系统化。
And many of these laws we would today classify as ceremonial laws.
很多神的律法，我们现在明白就是它是个仪式的律法，就是这个仪式该怎么举行。
And a lot of them were actually applicable to the priest of Israel.
而很多那个仪式呢，其实讲那个祭司该怎么做。
And their original intent was good.
原来这个意思都是好的。
They wanted to be a holy people, a holy nation.
原来神的意思就是说，这群民族或者特别是那个祭司要是一个圣洁的。
And they believed that God's law applied to all of life. That's not a bad thing.
他们觉得神的律法适应于每一个人。
Unfortunately, over time, they began to become more powerful politically. Their influence grew, and they become increasingly legalistic.
所以法利赛人随着他们这个阶层慢慢的上升，他们对于这个神的律法这个解释就变成一套规条了。
To the point that they began to give greater weight to their own interpretations than the commands of God.
甚至就说他们往里面这里添一块，那里加一把，最后变成说他的解释就是最终解释。
And this is the reason sometimes in the Gospels we see Jesus confronting the Pharisees and the scribes.
所以我们看着圣经里面常常就耶稣就挑战这些法利赛人和文士。
Because their way of life became so burdensome for the average Jew.
就因为他们对于这个圣经上神的律法，他总是往里面加东西，最后说他们加的这些解释，让这个当时的人很难生活下，很麻烦生活起来。
Their sentiment was, Jesus, you're teaching your disciples to disregard our traditions and risk defilement when God commands us to be holy?
所以他们就来挑战耶稣，他说哎，你教你的门徒不遵守我们的遗传然后呢好像让自己变得世俗化或者污秽。
This was a central issue for the Pharisees.
这对于就是法利赛人他们的核心的问题，所以当耶稣来、
yeah.
当他发现耶稣不照着做的时候，这个就是他就大这个受不了了。
This maintaining purity.
就是法利赛人觉得他们一定要保护、right. 保持他们的这个圣洁，他的洁净。
Many of these rituals Jesus and his disciples did not generally observe.
他们这些有些洁净的礼，耶稣和他的门徒并不执行，并不遵守。
You might ask yourself why?
你可能想为什么耶稣他们不遵守呢？
Well, perhaps because Jesus knew how to interpret and apply the scripture.
可能因为耶稣他懂这个律法的本意是什么。
And so he did not necessarily feel obligated to make all of the application with the ceremonial laws.
所以他并不见得照着这个礼仪式的这个很细节来遵来执行。
or their oral interpretations of the Pharisees.
或者是照着这法利赛人他们自己的解释来遵行。
Here's one example we find.
我们找到一个例子。
After Jesus had said this, a Pharisee invited Jesus to have a meal with him on one particular occasion. So Jesus went and took his place at the table, and the Pharisee was surprised to see that Jesus didn't first wash before the meal. But the Lord told him, "Now, you Pharisees, you clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but on the inside, you're full of greed and evil. You fools! The one who made the outside made the inside too, didn't he?"
所以圣经就讲了个故事，有一个法利赛人请耶稣吃饭，然后呢，耶稣到了吃饭，他就那个法利赛人惊讶的发现耶稣没有洗手就吃饭，然后呢，他就问耶稣为什么没有洗手就吃饭，然后耶稣就回他就说，你们这法利赛人，你们洗净杯盘的外边，却不洗净里面，你们里面充满了贪婪和邪恶。你们这些愚昧的人呢、啊？那照外面的不也照里面吗？
Yeah, I mean Jesus very direct at times.
所以耶稣回得很直接哈，一点面子都没有给他。
He goes on in verse 41 to say, "So give what is inside to the poor, and then everything will be clean for you." This is the last verse.
耶稣说你们把、yeah. 耶稣说你们把你的财产给别人，那你就洁净了。
Is he talking about what's inside of their hearts?Or is he talking about the food that's inside of their bowls?
他说把你的里面的给人，他是说他里面的心里想的那些呢，还是他是碗里面那些的食物呢？
That particular point is hard to interpret, but maybe both. Maybe he means both things.
所以这一点在圣经上有不同的解释哈，可能两个方法都可能对。
From Jesus' point of view, apparently working or living out the commands of God from the heart is a better way of maintaining holiness and purity.
所以我的想法就是，当你从心里面遵行神的旨意的时候呢，那就是洁净和圣洁了。
And Jesus goes on to say in that same passage, this is from Luke chapter 11, "How terrible it will be for you Pharisees! You give a tenth, this is tithing, you give a tenth of your mint, spices, and every kind of herb, but you neglect justice and the love of God. These are the things you should have practiced.Without neglecting the others."
所以耶稣接着说，你们法利赛人有祸了，你们把你们所得的十分之一，就是茴香那些香料，你们拿到也奉献十分之一，但你忽略了更重要的，那就是公义和爱神。所以你两个都不可少，公义和爱神也是你要做的，那奉献十分之一包括香料也是要做的。
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Then Jesus responds to all of this, you know, because they're like, "Jesus, how come you're not following our customs?" So this is Jesus' response.
所以就回到这个马可福音，当他们这些人来法利赛人来挑战耶稣，哎，你为什么不洗手？你和你的门徒不洗手就吃饭呢？ Yeah. 耶稣就来讲下面那一段了。
And Jesus said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" You leave the commandments of God and hold to the traditions of men. And he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandments of God in order to establish your tradition."
耶稣对他们说，以赛亚指着，耶稣引用了以赛亚的旧约圣经的话，以赛亚指着你们假冒伪善之人所说的预言是不错的。如经上说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教训教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。你们是离弃神的诫命，拘守人的遗传。又说，你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，要守自己的遗传。
Wow, I mean, this is really provocative to the religious leaders.
所以这个宗教领袖他们大概是听到这个耶稣这样的回，他们肯定受不了的。
And I guess they were shocked by Jesus' response.
我想他们听到的话肯定是非常的震惊。
Jesus quotes from the prophet Isaiah.
耶稣引用了旧约以赛亚先知的话。
We find it in Isaiah chapter 29.
这以赛亚书29章就是这样记载的。
Do you detect a hint of sarcasm with Jesus?
你有没有听到耶稣这个回他的话里面好像有一些嘲讽的意思？
Particularly in verse 9.
尤其是在第九节。
He says, "You have a fine way of..." This is sarcasm.
所以耶稣说，英文说 "fine way," 意思就是说 你真有才呀，可以做到这一点。
Right, and then Jesus even says they're hypocrites.
啊，耶稣说他们假冒伪善。
Let's find out why.
我们来看看为什么。
Jesus says their traditions are examples of vain worship.
耶稣说他们的这个传统是一个徒劳的敬拜。
That's an interesting word, vain.
这个徒劳这个字是很有意思的哈。
It means empty or hollow.
就意思就是空洞的
or
虚无的。
Sometimes unhelpful or meaningless.
或者说一点作用都没有的。
What's all this got to do with worship, you might be asking?
你会想为什么耶稣把他们这个洗手吃饭跟这个敬拜放在一块呢？
Because Jesus kind of frames this whole conversation in terms of their life of worship.
因为他们这个法利赛人他们觉得好像他们整个的生命生活都是在敬拜。
So evidently worship has to do with more than just singing praise songs.
所以看来敬拜不光是在教堂里面唱几首诗歌那叫敬拜啊。
It seems that it has more to do with how we live out our faith.
敬拜是在其实在你每天的生活中就是敬拜。
As we learn to serve God and serve others.
所以你侍奉神跟侍奉别人都是敬拜。
But Jesus says their legalistic approach to worship is empty and pretentious.
那耶稣就是说这些法利赛人他们用一种律法形式的方法来过他的生活，对他们觉得这样是敬拜，耶稣说错了，这个是这个就是虚无的敬拜，一点意思都没有。
Right. Pretentious. What does that mean? Sorry, I changed the word from the notes. Sorry. Pretentious. You know, it's like for show.
他们做这些好像就是在人面前摆一个让人家看见的东西，让人家觉得他们属灵，其实这对他们来讲并不是真实。从神的角度他这个不叫真实的敬拜。
So regardless of the intent of the Pharisees, which sometimes was very good, these kinds of displays, Jesus says, these religious traditional displays of piety are hollow and vain.
所以耶稣说他们这个外面上好像做一大堆东西好像很属灵很敬拜，实际上它就是外表的东西，一点实际的意思都没有。
But there's more, it gets worse.
而且还有更糟的。
Imposing human traditions in place of God's command can lead you astray.
而且他们不仅是有些虚无的做法，而且他还用他们自己的解释来取代神的命令。
To where you begin to practice lip service religion.
所以到一个程度就误入气就走到不对的路上去了。
Where you just basically say, but you don't do what you say you do.
所以对神好像就是嘴巴上说，实际上根本不做。
Where what we say and claim becomes kind of like for show.
所以嘴上说到底就是嘴巴上说一套，实际上做一套，对，在神面前就是好像在做表演一样。
And the repercussions leaves our heart distant from God.
那的结果就是让我们的心远离神。
While we are preoccupied with our own idols,
我们心里就有各有各自的偶像。
Things become important to us that shouldn't become so important to us, like 面子 like having face, things of that nature.
所以我们就很把面子上装得要好的那个当成比真正敬拜神更重要的事情。
Essentially, it's insisting on religious ritual without reality.
所以就坚持一套宗教的礼仪，却实际上没有任何的实质。
Okay, so this is not good, right? Yeah, this is not good. Teaching religious traditions as like essential doctrines, like central teachings of the faith, when actually they're not.
所以法利赛人就把他们这些外表这些做法，就是觉得这是最重要的，一定要做。其实基本都是这些虚空的事。
And I don't know if you know this phrase, but sometimes we call this majoring on the minors. You're just so concerned about things that are secondary.
所以这个就好像大学选课一样，你选什么专业，你选的就是那个最没有意思的专业那种。
Right. Yeah. So if you drift into this kind of way of life as a person or as a church, little by little, you are majoring on the minors.
所以你如果专注就是在外表东西，你就舍本逐末了。
Right. And so.All you want to talk about is your tribe's pet doctrines or your end time theology. These are all secondary things.
所以这就很多 就是一些教条主义，一些关注在一些芝麻细节上啊，却把这个主要的事情还不管。
Or you're just overly focused and concerned about the church and its political voice, and you're missing the whole point of Jesus' teachings.
所以就是不尊重耶稣的教导，是讲一些政治上的事情。
And so that's what can happen actually to me or any of us if we're not careful.
对，那个时候对法利赛是这样，到现今对我们每一个人也可能是这样。
Where we insist on our interpretations on matters of our preference, and we think that we hold them so tightly that we're willing to separate from others because of it.
所以在这个我们要小心，如果你对圣经的某一方面的教导，你坚持自己的理解，觉得你的就是对的，别的跟你不同的都是错的，那对我们讲也是个很危险的事情。
And it seems that Jesus is saying this kind of worship is good for nothing.
所以耶稣就说这样子的敬拜。
And it flows from a heart that is preoccupied with vain human traditions where we have lost sight of God's commands.
所以尤其是你用一些人间的遗传来取代了神的诫命的话，那就更糟糕了。
And so Jesus is going to give us one final example before we finish today in verses 10 to 13.
然后耶稣下面就举了个很具体的例子来表明这个法利赛人他是怎样用人的遗传来取代了神的诫命。
Now of course this was relevant in Jesus' day 2000 years ago. A lot of us we don't know about things like this.
这个做法呢是在2000年前他们确实有这个做法，那我们现在可能没有这种做法了，但是2000年前是这样子的。
But Jesus is going to take them to the law of Moses and give an example.
耶稣就把他们带到摩西的律法面前，给他们一个具体的例子。
For Moses said, this is Jesus talking, honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, if a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you would have gained from me was korban, that is given to God, then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and many such things you do.
耶稣说，摩西的律法说，当孝敬父母，又说，咒骂父母的必致死他。你们倒说，人若对父母说，我所当奉给你的已经做了割耳板，割耳板就是奉献的意思，以后你们就不容他再奉养父母，这就是你们承接遗传废了神的道，你们还做许多这样的事。
Yeah. So to revile, this is not a word that all people know in English language. It's like to dishonor or insult or speak evil of your parents. It's down here at the bottom.
所以摩西说，如果是咒骂父母的，咒骂父母，这个咒骂这个意思可以有别的意思，可以就是说你诅咒你的父母，或者说背后说你父母的坏话，或者说不尊重你的父母。
So this example that Jesus gives says,This practice of korban nullifies the fourth commandment.
所以当时他们有个传统叫做割耳板，意思就是说我本来要奉养父母的，我把那笔钱我奉献给神了，所以我不用管我父母了。
So Jesus' response to expose their hypocrisy by reminding them of the fourth commandment.
所以耶稣就直接挑战他们这个假冒伪善，就直接说你这样的做法就直接违背摩西律法中的第四条。
And he's highlighting, Jesus highlighting what Moses said with what they said and taught.
耶稣直接表明就是摩西说是这样，你们做的是另一样。
Right? And he wants to show them that actually it's they, the Pharisees and the scribes, who are disregarding the more important doctrines of our faith.
所以耶稣就直接让他们看到他们所教导别人所做的事情直接违反神的诫命。
I think that's interesting. So, by means of the oral interpretation of the scribes and Pharisees, they had found a loophole so that they didn't have to be burdened with caring for their parents.
所以法利赛人和文士他们就好像在律法中找了个空子哈，就钻这个空子，就让人不用去孝敬父母了。
And so the religious leaders, you know, they were happy to accommodate the people.I don't have to give my money to my parents. I can just say it's a gift to the temple or a gift to God.
对，所以宗教领袖就说啊，他也允许人家好像做这种事，就是我这笔钱我已经想要奉献给圣殿或者奉献给神了，所以我就不用用这个钱来奉养我父母了。
So Jesus' reaction it seems pretty harsh, but actually he's concerned about something very important: the way we follow or don't follow God's laws.
所以耶稣对于这法利赛人他们的指责听起来是非常严厉的，但实际上是非常必要的。
among the Jews of Jesus' day, instead of following the spirit of God's command, they are just simply following customs and traditions like Korban.
所以这些法利赛人他们跟从神，他不是照着心灵和诚实来遵循神的律法的实质，而是照他们人间的传统。
And that's why Jesus said, in doing this, you make void the word of God by your tradition.
就是说你这样做，你就是照按照用你自己的解释来废了神的律法。
Making void is, you know, when you nullify God's command.
意思就是他把神的律法就这样子废了。
Right. Even if you say you're dedicating it to God or the temple.
是他就是他用这种人的方法就废了神的律法。
Right. Now, of course, we would never do anything like that.
我相信我们不会做这种事，对吧？
Where we would elevate our own traditions, our own interpretations above simple obedience to God's commands. We wouldn't do that, right?
我相信我们大家不会说照着你自己的解释啊，你就把神的律法给就是完全的废除。
Well, if we're honest with ourselves, we've probably done it many times.
如果我们诚实的话，我们肯定也做过。
Commandments, they're all through the Old and New Testament, right?
这个律法在旧约里面都写得很清楚了。
Like this one in Hebrews 10:24-25.
所以这在希伯来书第十章这个就讲到了。
Don't stop meeting together, encouraging, supporting each other.
所以那你说不可停止聚会，倒要彼此相劝。
Right, those kind of commands I think are more important.
所以这些也是新约中对我们的诫命啊。
So what do we glean from this passage today? What insights and applications might we see?
Okay, 那我们回到这个马可福音，那这一段我们中间学完了，我们中间可以学到些什么呢？怎么应用到我们的生活中呢？
One of them is what you and I intend for good, right? Trying to take the law of God seriously can over time become a snare and a means to which we manipulate other people if we're not careful.
所以这就说到我们当初觉得好像是好的东西，但经过时过境迁以后，可能反而变成一个圈套，让我们绊倒在里面。
We also see that we need to be careful how we judge.
我们要注意我们怎样子来好像来判断别人哈。
Because it's easy for us to simply judge by appearance.
我们很容易照着外表来判断别人。
Right, they had already judged Jesus. Jesus, you're not following our custom, so surely you are defiled, you're corrupted.
所以这些法利赛人他就照着外表来论断耶稣，他们觉得耶稣，哦，你既然是用没有洗的手吃饭，那一定就是污秽的，你也一定是不守我们传统的。
Jesus was misjudged for not living a separated life.
耶稣过一个圣洁的生活，倒被法利赛人说他是世俗的。
And he spent way too much time with people that were considered despicable, sinners and prostitutes and people that, you know, had trouble getting their act together in life.
对，耶稣因着他花了很多时间和有罪的人在一起，和不洁净在一起来传天国的福音，那法利赛人就论断他说他也是不洁净的。
Yes, God wants us to be holy.
神是要我们圣洁的。
But not to go to seed on personal piety. And in a moment, I'll explain that. Maybe that's a phrase you might not be familiar with, to go to seed, but it means that you become more and more unhealthy in your practices. 越来越不健康的。
Okay.
Uh-huh.
所以神是要我们圣洁的，但是我们可能，我们好像就是你要自己来练习让你自己敬虔，但慢慢的反而变得更加的不敬虔。
You really say to yourself, I really care about purity and holiness, but the practices that you follow begin to make you into an unhealthy kind of person.
所以你可能走火入魔了。
Right? Jesus was judged for not living a separated life, right? Number three, Jesus never broke the law.But he discerned, observed, and he spoke out against unhelpful traditions and interpretations.
所以耶稣其实从来没有违反过律法哈，但是他就是对于这个法利赛人他们的这些做法，他不苟同，所以他就批评他们。
I really respect that. That's not easy to do, to speak up and to speak out when you see things in the church among the people of God that are not right.But Jesus did that.
我很佩服耶稣有这样子的勇气，他能够见到这个不对的事情，他能够直言。
Right? Nevertheless, I don't want us to leave here and belittle all of our rituals and all of our traditions. That's not the point.
但我今天的目的也不是让大家听完就觉得我们教会一切的传统仪式我们都可以不遵守了，或者都不值钱了。
Some of our rituals, some of our traditions are very good, very helpful.
我们有些传统还是很好的。
If they're used for good, then we keep them, right?
如果的目的是为了让我们更有个跟神更好的生活和生命的话，那是我们要保存的。
And where two or three of us come together, hopefully we come with an open Bible and we're ready to engage with the scriptures.
我们两三个人在一起奉主的名聚集读经的时候，希望主就与我们同在。
This is a good thing.
这是个好的事情。
Right? Some churches even employ their own liturgy. It can be good. It's helped me when I've visited different churches that have a different way of approaching worship.
就不同的教会有不同的做法，不同的敬拜的方式。
If your rituals help you reverence God and admit your shortcomings, that's a good thing.
如果我们的礼仪方式能够让我们能够更爱主，那是个好的。
Right. I find praying the daily office very helpful for me on a personal level.
我个人觉得每天向神祷告是个很健康很好的。
Or reciting what some people call the Jesus Creed, which is basically just the great commandment to love the Lord your God with all your heart. Yeah.
或者每天背诵那个主的大使命那一段。
So in what ways or areas do you and I tend to judge others who don't observe our own customs and traditions?
我们会不会像法利赛人一样，当别人不照着我们所接受的这些做法来做，我们就来论断他们呢？
I'm pretty sure every church will be guilty of this.
我觉得每个教会在这个事情上都绊倒。
It's not a matter of if we do this, it's probably how we do this. In what ways, what areas do we tend to judge other people who don't observe our own interpretations, our own customs and traditions that we prefer?
我觉得每个教会在这个事情上都有难处，都会去觉得说别人跟我们不一样的，别人就是错的。
And which of God's commands have we made void so that we can kind of follow our own traditions?
那我们有没有像法利赛人用自己的解释来废掉神的律法呢？
We should ask the Lord to show us.
我们应该存一个谦卑的心，求神指教。
Right?
指教我们，如果我们做错了，让神告诉我们。
In our church, in our homes, we should say, Lord, show us. Where is this true in our life? Show us.
不光是如果你自己做错了，做一个教会团体，如果这方面也做错了，我们求神开我们的心，告诉我们哪里做错了。
Like praying before you eat.
如果是饭前祷告是错的。
Well, can be. If you think that you're better than me because you pray before you eat, yeah, it can be unhealthy.
如果因着你谢饭，你因着你有谢饭祷告，别的基督徒可能饭前没有谢饭祷告，你觉得你比他圣洁，那这个就不好了。
I've been with many Christians, and we go out after church and we have a meal.And some of them are not living a very Christian-like life, but they feel really good about themselves because, oh, they always pray before they eat. Yeah.
So, 有时候我们一群教会弟兄姊妹聚会完了出去吃饭，那我知道有些弟兄姊妹他的生活可能并不好，但是呢，他因着有饭前歇饭祷告，他觉得他还是不错的。
In one breath, they say a prayer, and the next moment, they're disrespecting a waiter.
这边谢饭祷告，那边转身就可能去骂那个 waiter，
or insulting their spouse，
或者就跟他的配偶在桌上就吵起来了。
But they feel good because they said a little prayer before they ate。
但是因为他做了饭谢饭祷告，他觉得还是个不错的基督徒。
So if you're going to keep a ritual, keep it from the heart。
所以你要守这个遗传的话，你应该从心里面来遵守。
Or another one I think is problematic is we're in the habit of only hearing God's word when we gather with other people on Sundays, but we don't really take any time to review it or try to put it into practice.
所以我们还有个问题，就是我们常常在主日就听了神的道，听完了，但是我们的生活并不改变，也不在日常生活中去遵行神的道。
But it's this very word that is preached in our congregations that saves us, James says. The word can save your life.
在雅各书里面说，这些话，这些道是来拯救你们的。
And if you don't really pay attention to it, review it, walk in it, try to practice it, then there's no transformation.
所以你如果只是听到却不照着去行的话，那你的生命不会得到改变。
Right? Yeah. So this is the kind of thing that Jesus is speaking out against.
所以这就是耶稣要我们听到心里面去的。
Let's not let our traditions and our practices short circuit obeying the word of Christ.
所以不要让我们因为有传统，就是好像我们在我生活中有个短路，让我们不用去遵循，不用去遵循神的道。
Right? Yeah. I mean, that's the real point. Yeah. Commands, you know, like love each other, forgive each other. Yeah. It's not up here, but Jesus is pointing out here that we like all of the external rituals, but the things that are really important to God, like justice, mercy, loving your neighbor, these are the things that we were blind to so often.
所以我们可能生活中有很多的遗传教条哈，但是真正的神叫我们的叫要我们有公义，有圣洁，要爱你的邻舍，这个是更重要的。
Reaching out to the marginalized, to the immigrants among us, things like that, where you're just moving according to the Holy Spirit's guidance.
所以当圣灵感动你的时候，你要去照顾那些边缘化底层的人。
Or loving God with all your heart and loving your neighbor as yourself.
你不仅要爱神，你要爱你的邻舍，如同爱你自己一样。
Right. These are the commands of God that we should really be thinking about all the time.
这些是神给我们的诫命，我们要常常记得。
If you love me, Jesus says, you will keep my commandments.
耶稣说，你们若爱我，就遵守我的道。
Let's not focus on the externals.
让我们不要只看着外表。
About our personal piety.You know, that was the trouble with the Pharisees.
不要就是好像说我自己我个人要追求一个敬虔。
Always thinking about, am I keeping the rules? Am I a good person?
我是不是敬虔呢？我是不是把该做到、该说的礼仪我都守到了？
Apparently God doesn't care how you wash your hands.
所以神不会介意你是怎么样子洗手的。
Or whether you pray before you eat.
或者你吃饭前有没有谢饭。
He's more interested in my heart.
神更关注的是你的内心。
And whether I'm growing to genuinely know, obey, and love God.
是不是你每天都在成长，让你的成长让你更多的认识神，并且遵行他的道。
This is the word of the Lord.
这是主的话。
Thanks be to God.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy.
主，我们谢谢你的恩典和怜悯。
Help us to walk in these truths that we've shared today.
帮助我们能够在你的真理中行走。
You know our weaknesses.
你知道我们的软弱。
You know where I myself personally have been a hypocrite.
你知道我自己就是个假冒伪善的人。
I want to keep turning back to you.
但我要回转归向你。
Thank you for this living word that continues to speak to our hearts.
谢谢你的活的道今天再次对我们来讲述。
Help me to review it and walk in it as well as my brothers and sisters on this very day.
帮助我，不仅我自己，也帮助我们的众弟兄姊妹，在今天就能够遵行你的道。
We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.